5 American service members in northeast Syria. Military analysts are skeptical of North Korea's claim that it has a nuclear-capable underwater drone designed to create a radioactive tsunami that could destroy naval strike groups and ports. A federal appeals court has blocked President Biden's COVID vaccine mandate for federal employees. And Kentucky's Democrat governor has vetoed a sweeping Republican bill on transgenderism. Among other things, it would specify which bathroom can be used by young people living as members of the opposite sex. A veto override is possible next week. The Dow down 204 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our major warming trend continues today. In fact, I think today's high will be in the mid to upper 80s, feeling more like summertime, really. Clouds early give way to sunshine later. We're dry through the evening hours tonight with clouds increasing, but in the overnight hours and the wee hours of Saturday morning, showers and storms not only become likely, but some could be strong, possibly severe. The storms clear out early in the day on Saturday. Look for sunshine later with a high up to about 84. Another round of showers and storms by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From WAKA Channel 8, I'm Jerome Jones. Here are your news headlines. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office says the two deputies who were shot Wednesday morning have been treated and released from the hospital. Police say the deputies were performing a welfare check at a home in the Meadowbrook area when they were both shot. Hoover police say they have a suspect in custody. No word yet on a motive in this shooting. This morning, an 18-year-old Millbrook teen is charged with murder and shooting into an occupied vehicle after the shooting death of a 16-year-old Montgomery teen. Millbrook police say the shooting happened Wednesday on Highway 14 in Millbrook. 18-year-old Mose Abram is charged with shooting into a moving vehicle and killing 16-year-old Mario Williams. Abram is being held in the Elmore County Jail without bond. Two other teens were injured in that shooting. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jerome Jones. Watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments, so call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three? East Side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka. Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements? Wider hallways, ramps, universal designs. Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
Jeff Branca with Chappie's Deli. Mike, listen.
Hi, Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli. Jeff, what is that?
It's the Chappie's Deli Grill. Mike, it tells everyone two things. Number one, we cook on real grills at Chappie's Deli. No better flavor.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
We are back, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. It's the Friday edition, usually a follow-up Friday, but we've just been rolling and going. We're about to go to your phone calls. But before that, I've had a secret message.
Oh.
Sent to me through a circuitous route.
I love it.
That says, my much respected fellow co-host, the one and only Amy Beth Shaver, also known as Abs, has been a little dishonest with us this morning.
Oh, she was playing hooky.
I have heard from one of her children that this whole thing about, oh, we don't do a lot of sugar at our home is a fallacy. Would you like to try to defend yourself over there, young lady?
Better come clean. He's got the goods on you.
She got a fess up.
This child would like everyone to know that
how
much sugar I did eat. But do I make chocolate chip cookies when my son-in-law comes over because I want him to be happy? Yes, I do. And by the way, I have an amazing chocolate chip cookie recipe. They're big and fluffy. Remember, I told you I make some. I'll bring some with salt on them just for us because they've made fun of us.
Skye, I've been married for 30 years, brother, and I learn new stuff every day.
You gotta listen to the women.
Apparently so.
Abs
does not care if she makes her son-in-law into a diabetic.
No, I don't. Because he takes good care of my daughter and our granddaughter.
And as long as he's happy, good.
What's so weird, too, every time before our podcast, before we would film, we always, it started with Sweet Tart Ropes. No, it started with Twizzlers. I can't remember. Sweet Tart Ropes.
I think Sweet Tart Ropes.
I turned Twizzlers down.
Anyway.
Yeah, Miss No Sugar always managed to have sugar in her bag.
Abs is the first one to go for the Jelly Bellies.
It's true. And I don't have that much, so I go crazy when I have it.
Okay.
There we go.
Can you see that? Can you see when I'm altered, as Scott likes to say? So, clearly, not as much as I used to, because it was basically mainlined before.
So now you're
Chris Shaver made us watch our sugar.
To stop, not so much that you really do. Okay, let's go to Charles the First of Dooney. Welcome to the program, Charles the First. I hope you're doing well.
Thanks. I'm at the pool hall, Scott. I was going to tell you, the bigger secret is that Allison and Amy Beth really shop at Neiman Marcus. and Dillard's instead of a Kohl's and Walmart.
Yeah, I know. Look, they're talking smack. It's just like the sugar story. I know, and you know, Charles.
What I was going to talk about is yesterday, before the show kind of got down, you had mentioned to me about the prison situation in as far as follow-up Friday. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is, Scott, is these prisons do not increase the capacity to hold more prisoners. Have you got me?
Like, wait. So wait, Charles. So we're going to build new prisons? Wait a minute. Aren't we adding to the old prisons? We're not going to end up with more space, more capacity after all this?
And listen, you're going to love this. Each prison cell at this point, because they raised by $352 million, the Governor Ivey created the Alabama Corrections Institute Finance Committee, and they increased the budget on the prisons. Now, I want you to get this. Every cell is going to cost $100,000 more than the average home cost in Alabama. That's $743,750 per cell.
Per cell?
Per cell, yes, sir. And here's something else that's kind of breaking here news that I researched here. The underwriters of the prison, one of those underwriters, I'll be nameless, and anybody can research for their cell, has persons that, when the bank collapsed, the Silicon Valley Bank, it put like an associated banking system with them in kind of a perilous position. In August, one of those lost $10 million and now it became a CEO of one of the underwriters. And then at the end of the month, when that collapsed, the science and technology person from this same place that are all now looking for other places because they're becoming insolvent are part of our underwriters. So just think of the perilous position of what's happening in the future. You have two persons that had to leave because of the banking situations that they were in became perilous to become part of our banking area's underwriters.
Yeah, that does not make me feel confident in our financial future when we've managed to have two of the people from the failed SVB bank or its associates are now helping us make sure we're doing the right things in Alabama. That's rough, but I'm still freaked out about the $200,000+. I know some guys, Charles, and we can do it for way cheaper. It'll be poured concrete walls 2 feet thick across the bottom and the walls and the top. There'll be a little skinny door, and you don't want to go to my prison, but I promise you we can do it for less than $200,000+ a cell. Charles, I got to move on, brother. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, keep the pool hall straight. There are not many shows in America where they say, calling from the pool hall.
No. But
that's where we get it.
And it's legitimate. Yeah.
That's the real deal. And Charles is a super smart guy. Wait till he calls Sky and talks about quantum computing.
Well, I can't wait.
I still don't understand it, but he does. That's the thing. He absolutely does. Ladies, yes.
I just want to say, since we're on a KIV Friday kick.
Because she called in.
Yeah.
I think it was her. It sounded like her.
It sounded just like her. Really, actually did. It makes me giggle thinking about it. But I read this morning, because yesterday we kind of went over her budget proposals and some of the crazy millions of dollars that she's doling out around the state. And then you, the taxpayers, you get $400 back this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, coming out today, what do y'all think about this? She wants to take $5 million that's in the appropriations portion, supplemental appropriations portion of the Education Trust Fund, $5 million to bail out the city of Birmingham for their totally defunct World Games.
A World Games that I might add that no one knew what you did at the World Games. Okay? Like, we had to Google it.
So to find out what the events were?
You had to find out why these were events that you don't include in the Olympics. They had 3 years to promote that. People would have shown up if they did, but now we're going to bail them out.
Now,
I almost ran my car off the road when I heard that.
You get a bailout, and you get a bailout. Like, it has to stop at some point. Well, the city of Birmingham has already put $5 million towards it.
It's rewarding failure time after time.
Why would the people of Montgomery, yeah, Scott, why would Montgomery people have to bail out Birmingham's World Games?
Because of their malfeasance and incompetence. And let's reward failure.
Let's do this. Let's have the people who did the economic impact study that said, if we get the World Games, it'll be worth millions and millions of dollars.
Sue them.
Let's get them to bail it out. How about that?
That'd be
because they always have those things. Yeah, every government has these things. We want to do this new project. Well, what, will it make money? Oh, yes, it'll be fantastic. We got the professor down here, and he said it's going to bring us $10 million a year forever. Okay, great. Well, you're responsible for that. Let's go to Sam in Pike County. Sam, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Scott, ladies, thank you for taking my call. Actually, I'm talking to you from the wonderful Starbucks here on Zelda Road in Montgomery today.
Mm. We refer to it as Charbucks, is what Allison says. Charbucks.
Yes. Well, okay, listen. The truth is our coffee's awful. But that's not why I'm here.
Thank you. Thank you. But I got to get beans today, so...
But look, Sam, they're cool stores. You got to admit that. They're cool stores. But here's my question. It's from the first week of the program when we expanded in the river region. What kind of coffee are you drinking? Are you drinking straight black coffee or are you doing girly coffee?
I'm drinking a, what they call a tall pike. I guess that's straight black coffee. But I do like a Stevia in it, sweetened up a tad.
Yeah, that gave you a little bit of girl cred with the Stevia, yes.
Yeah. A dirty habit, but you know what? There you go. I'm an American. I like sugar. Americans traditionally we eat a lot of sugar. I'm sure y'all seen the stats at some point. And at my age in the 50s, I'm trying to watch it now, and I cut back where I can. Now,
yes,
notice I said sugar free. That's opposed to fat free. I think fat free is poison. But
I agree with you.
Oh, listen here. You go. A while back, I was comparing different cultures. Have y'all traveled to Europe, been through Europe?
Yes.
You'll notice in Europe they'll have these beautiful cakes and bakery items and just wonderful little things and no sugar. That's what I'm getting at.
They're beautiful, Sam. They taste like loose leaf paper from elementary school.
Yum.
But they're beautiful.
Oh, man, I've been in Berlin. You pass by the storefront, and it smells great. It looks great, and it's like cardboard.
That's right.
listen. The reason I called, I have the answer to your question y'all were asking earlier about eating pudding with your hands.
Oh, please.
And, yeah, man.
Finally.
Man,
listen,
okay. It's called, do y'all remember a guy named Bill Cosby?
Okay. Well, the Jell-O
pudding.
Yes,
I do.
Yeah. Right.
Can we still say that we remember him, or are we supposed to have erased him from our memories?
I had the comedy albums. It was wonderful. I could do his routine.
Little tiny hairs growing out my face, right? Classic.
But Bill, he loved them pudding pops. I don't know why they're not on the market, but you could make one at home, I would assume. And maybe that's what he was up to. He spilled a little pudding in the freezer, and like, ooh, do that. anyways, the thing with Bill Cosby, while I had that on my mind, you were talking about the school system earlier and children and disruptions in the classroom. And also there's one problem with we didn't mention this truancy, getting kids to show up to school. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, there's all this fentanyl now here in the nation. And if you started, the school system started mixing a little fentanyl with the pudding, making their own pudding pop. Well, that solves the problem. Because they say it's crazy addictive. So there you go. The kids are going to show up for school. Okay, they're going to wake mom and dad up in the morning. Come on, I got to get there. And also, it's the ones that are disruptive. It'll cool them out. You prop them up, stick a book in front of them, headphone, a little talk radio, and problem solved. I bet it would turn our school system right around. The fentanyl wouldn't pop.
You're seriously disturbed.
I'm a Cosby kid. I'm a Cosby kid. I want my sloppy pop. Cool me God, that's what I got, man.
That's good stuff,
that's
man.
What I got.
Consider that.
Next time the governor calls, we'll let her know where to find you in the big butterfly net.
It'd be a lot cheaper, probably. School choice, who needs it? Fentanyl pudding pops.
No, seriously. The state better spend its money on something, because with inflation, every dime of it that we got now is going to go to that dang prison. And that's just my reading of it.
One way or the other, yeah.
You got that right. Thanks, Sam. Appreciate you, brother.
Does Sam realize that he made you snort? So now Beth and Scott have snorted. I'm the only one.
The goat snort.
Yeah, you'd be careful about making fun of the goat snort for the callers.
Here's the thing. So this is the first time I almost couldn't respond. I think it's the first time I've snorted. I have whined or, you know, moaned or whatever on the show, but it's the first time I've snorted. But we got to laugh about it. But I'm still kind of stuck on Charles the First of Doheny's. Do we really, I mean, I'm asking anybody, Sky, Amy Beth, are we really going to spend, is it really $200,000-something?
$43,000.72, I think.
$243,000?
Like, or was it $100?
It was a lot.
It was a lot of money.
Yeah, we're going to have to look into it. Even for the state.
Charles I may still be listening.
Even for the state.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I can't imagine. But if, when you look, Sky, when you look at the cost of a classroom at a school.
Yes.
I used to advocate. Look, it'd be cheaper if we just buy whole neighborhoods, and each house would be a classroom. It would have been cheaper, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as it turned out,
homeschool.
Yeah, real homeschool. We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back, but Lunchbox Bob will be up on the other side.
Joe.
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
LG Tinted Graphics is known for tinting vehicles, but did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
Did you know your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover termite treatment or damage? That's okay, because Pest Pro is here to protect your most costly investment. We are the only company in the River Region with a Termidor HP2 injection unit. We bring the best and newest technology to your home. Call today for a free evaluation, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson. It's not enough that the feminization of America is so deep. The feminization of my personality on the radio is getting bad. I'm outnumbered to start with, and we're literally, I can't even believe I'm admitting this, but it's a soul-cleansing thing. We're literally watching videos, Sky. I need you to be more involved to help me.
I'll try.
Of little, the cutest, see how it's already coming out. The cutest, fluffiest little baby bunny.
Aww.
Eating a strawberry off a bush.
So he's on his back legs.
And what was my response?
What'd you say?
Aww.
Of course. Yeah.
I said, but then I got my manliness back in, and then I said, that rodent is eating someone's strawberry.
He said that.
So
that was after you said, that is the cutest thing I've ever
seen. I'm telling
seen.
You, it's. I feel like a metro.
So you got the devil on either shoulder trying to figure out which one you're going to listen to.
I feel
to.
Like a millennial.
They're going to soften you up, Scott.
Testosterone counts going down among American men, and it's hitting me. But to get my testosterone back fired up and have a manly man, Lunchbox Bob is on. Oh. Lunchbox Bob, welcome to the program. Help. Infuse a little manliness in this feminized program we're running here.
Feminized. This is two babes and Scott.
And that's the problem that we're having.
No. Let's focus for a minute on that video. The cute little bunny. I love cute little bunnies. I love cute little bunnies fattened up on strawberries and greenery and lettuce. The best way I eat my salads is when I pair little bunnies with celery, onions, and potatoes. I prefer them in a stew with garlic. My wife, though, not a big garlic fan. I eat enough garlic to keep away the vampires. Sometimes I keep her away. But that's still I offer to make her some sandwiches. And then she comes back to me. And that's why I love to listen to Alabama Unfiltered in the morning with two babes and Scott. Because here, we're not afraid to talk about those subjects that intelligent people are forced to talk about. Politics, religion, and making sandwiches. Now, when I hear that Ron DeSantis is all about his sugar-free diet, I say, God bless him. Good man. We all need to fast from time to time from sugar. Yes, we do. However, living a life without sugar is like living a life without making sandwiches. It's just not natural. When you make cookies and brownies, you need some sugar. When you drink coffee, there should be no sugar involved. When you're looking at rabbits online, yes, you can tell them they're cute and pretty and cuddly, but in the back of your mind, you better be sharpening your knife and skinning your potatoes. Because rabbit stew, it's good. Just add the garlic. Now, to get back on topic real quick, just to sum up for Feedback Friday, we've been talking about prison, we've been talking about politics, and whoever's running the numbers on how expensive it is to build prisons is the same consultant firm that now decided that the $5 million in debt for the World Games was a way to make money. I don't understand it. That's a math beyond mine. But when I look at the education system and I hear about a bill
where I'm going to be allowed to take my taxpayer money that I'm paying for my daughter's education and use it in the school of my choice. These are things that I kind of pay attention to. Because I think about an old drill I used to run with some of my damage control buddies for students coming up through one of our naval programs. We'd take a short man, 5 foot, 5 foot five. We'd team him up with a bunch of basketball players. We'd put him in an enclosed space, and we'd start filling it with water. If you want to see a motivated man in a flooded space, put him in there with a bunch of tall people, because they're busy patching pipes. But the short man, he's watching the water rise. And I'll tell you, I was always impressed with the short man that would stop swinging his bucket, stop patching holes in pipes, and he'd start closing valves till he found a master valve that stopped the water from coming into space. So here's the tale, here's the moral of that little story. If we do something to maybe fix our education system, because after 40 years of Republican, really Democrat control, our education system is nothing bad, 50th in the nation. Maybe if we can fix our education system, we'll find our prison system's not going to be quite as full. We'll have more of our Alabama citizens gainfully employed, diligent work, hopeful for their lives, less hopelessness, less mischief, and less people trying to fill our newly overpriced prisons. But that's just me, sitting back, sipping coffee, strong, black, and slightly bitter.
Thank you, Lunchbox.
Lunchbox,
great point. Makes a good argument. He absolutely does. No comments?
How can you top that?
Yeah, I mean, that's just
spot on.
Good stuff.
What's to argue with?
You just have to, after 40 years, think, okay, who's invested? Follow the money trail, because everyone seems to be more invested in not fixing anything, and that's the problem. That's why people feel hopeless and helpless. Doesn't matter what we do, what we say.
When you're begging the legislature for just choices that you probably should have always had, that's depressing, actually. Mm-hmm. That you're having to convince them, or we're having to convince them that, hey, I really should have some sort of choice.
Right.
That would be, I think that's why people were bothered. I think when Alabama elected Republicans and we thought we were going to fix these things and we could quit paying attention to it because the guys that are for pro-family, pro-God, smaller government, personal responsibility, those guys. I remember one of my friends who actually is a lobbyist. After I left, I somehow talked to him and I said, how are things going down there? He said, man, these Republicans are some tax and regulating fools.
How about that?
And he wasn't wrong.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's
so
been
this whole new group. And Republicans really do like to regulate. They're like, oh, there needs to be a rule for that. There needs to be a law for that. And so many of them succumb to the every idea that a citizen has. Look, I know there's citizens, but you don't have to have the law to fix every individual's problem. The whole state doesn't need to change the way they're doing things because of one event in one place at one time.
Thank you.
And they just want to pass stuff. And you heard it all the time. Well, he's not passed any bills. I don't care.
Yeah,
that's a good legislator to me.
How many bills did he kill?
I always judge by which of the candidates is going to allow me to keep the most of my personal freedom that I have left, and then I check a box after that.
Not many of them.
No. It's and that's where you get your voter apathy, and it's pretty sad.
I agree with you. What do we got? Who do we have coming up?
Well, I just want to add, and I think I don't know if Lunchbox was talking about
I think we gotta go. We gotta take a break. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back. Ann's on the phone. Allison has got a very good point to make.
It's a good thought.
We'll be back.
Hi. there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program. Yet, less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh, man, I don't give that a second thought because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
So I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMensHealth.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The sophistication of check fraud is amazing. Two friends were telling me their companies were recently hit. We'll talk to the COO of InGo Money Network out of Atlanta, Rusty Pickering. Their job is to work with the feds to prevent it and to crack these cases. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our major warming trend continues today. In fact, I think today's high will be in the mid to upper 80s, feeling more like summertime, really. Clouds early give way to sunshine later. We're dry through the evening hours tonight with clouds increasing, but in the overnight hours and the wee hours of Saturday morning, showers and storms not only become likely, but some could be strong, possibly severe. The storms clear out early in the day on Saturday. Look for sunshine later with a high up to about 84. Another round of showers and storms by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
back in Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We don't have a lot of time left in the program. I wish we had 5-6 hours to talk with y'all every day, but we just don't have it. We're going to get to these phone calls as quick as we possibly can. Let's go to Ann. Ann, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Oh, you're welcome. Sorry I missed out this morning. I had some stuff I had to do, so I didn't get to listen to y'all.
I understand. We may have to save you up, Ann, because you've got such good stories about what's going on in the legislature. We may need to save you your long stories for next week. Can you give us a pretty quick rundown of what's happening?
Yep, I can. Prince Chestnut put a bill in to exempt any, to make sure that companies don't microchip their employees, and Ben Robbins from Talladega and Sylacauga made fun of him while he was.
Wait. Let me get the. So wait a minute. The bill that was going to say, hey, employers can't require microchips, which I think is a great piece of legislation considering when we live, that was a Democrat, right?
Yes.
Yes, he's a young Democrat, yes.
And then Republicans made fun of him?
Yes, they did. Yes, they
but
did.
It gets better. Ann, keep going. This is such a good story. I'm so glad you called.
It gets better? How much better does it get? Okay. So Mr. Robbins, or representative, or senator, whatever, he's a representative, made fun of the Mark of the Beast, or, you know, AI, and the people in the room, the audience, was not laughing. This is a serious subject. But then the chairman, one of our wonderful friends, Scott Jim Hill, Judge Jim Hill, puts in an exemption to exempt, an amendment to exempt the pardons and parole boards so that they can, if it comes about, microchip prisoners.
Oh my God.
So here's my question. Who's going to, you know, they're building all these gulags in New York, and the governor has appealed that because the court ruled she couldn't do it. But is that coming to Alabama? So they're going to arrest everybody that refused anything that they wanted them to have so that they can microchip us?
Goodness gracious. You would think, and well, I mean, heck, at least we've got Democrats trying to keep us from being microchipped. I'm fascinated. How did this turn over so quickly?
You know, because the Republican supermajority has gone power crazy. All you have to do is read 1819 News, right?
You got it.
It is that. Listen, I know we don't have time today, and I'm sorry I didn't call in earlier.
Yes, ma'am.
But Wednesday in the committees, I was appalled. I left that
place.
You gotta
save that story for next week, Ann. Absolutely. We want to get you on Wednesday or Thursday in a long form. So Amy Beth will be reaching out to you, Ann.
Okay.
Thanks, Ann. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Ann.
You're welcome.
Great call.
When it comes to microchipping and grocery and tax cuts, I identify as a Democrat. High five. I mean, what the heck is going on?
I was more bothered by... It's one thing to say, okay, look, I just don't... Maybe a Republican says, look, I just don't see that as a threat, which he should or she should. But then when you start mocking the Democrat and saying stuff about, well, what is it you think is going to be part of the Mark of the Beast? Guess what? You know what I would have said? You dang straight, Skippy. Of course I do.
Yeah.
I think this is way too close to this is how we manage people. This is how we control people. This is how we follow people. And I wish we had time. We don't. I was going to tell you about what I discovered in my car, but it's totally unrelated. You may have to wait a few days because I'm going to be out next week, and I know everyone's going to be greatly disappointed, but it's okay. It'll all be good. They are going to do a fantastic job without me. I'm going to feel bad about it because they're going to do such a great job, but that's okay. But let's go back to the phones. Let's get to Cranky. Cranky, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, good morning, almost good afternoon. You said the caller called it earlier, said that the legislature, the Republicans were just nothing but tax and spend and regulate.
There are some tax and regulating fools, yes.
Well, I mean, that's all the new Republican regime is, they just rebranded the Dixiecrats. Yep. They've just painted. Mm. They've tried to change their spots. I mean, you know, it really started with Mike Hubbard, and some of the things that they've done down there. I mean, Roger Bedford would just go, "Man, I wouldn't even done that." But when people look, like
cranky.
You.
Cranky, let me just tell you, I've had multiple conversations. It's funny you bring up Roger, who I got along with fine. Didn't vote with him, didn't agree with him. And I have told multiple Republican legislators, I'm like, dude, what are y'all doing? Roger and Lowell Barron and all those guys could have never gotten past the things y'all are doing. And I just thought it was interesting that you said that, Cranky.
When you leave, you yourself, and when Dick Brubaker leaves and says, "That's enough for me," that's when it's a lost cause, and it's just really sad. But you know, right here in the Bible Belt, you know, they just think smiling and saying Jesus' name the right way on Sunday gives them a free pass to do whatever they want to do down there at the legislature. But what they're doing down there isn't anything to what's going on. It's the same as what they're doing in New Jersey, New York, California, Colorado, Washington State. I mean, it's the same thing. But they go to church and smile and say Jesus' name the right way. But they're stuffing their pockets 24/7. And this thing with the prisons, I mean, you know, we're beyond the tipping point on that. That's in place. And that's a done deal. There's no way anybody's going to stop the mother of all pork projects coming out of this prison project. And when they commit to it, that's it. It's done. And they've committed to it. So
yes, sir.
Sad days in Alabama. You know, I've lived a good life, but we've seen the best days we're ever going to see come out of this state. And
Thanks,
other than that, it's been a great week.
Sure, it's a wonderful time. We're singing Zippity Doo Dah. Absolutely, Cranky. Thank you very much, buddy. Have a good one. Allison, you wanted to weigh in?
Well, just if a great follow up to that. If y'all really want to throw up and be disgusted and we don't have time to go into it, maybe we do. Go to 1819news.com, type in Wheels in a Machine, and it's all about how our freshman new legislators are totally being bullied by Nathaniel Ledbetter, the speaker, and they had Connie Rowe come in and basically sit all the freshman legislators down and tell them that they were just wheels in a machine, that they needed to go along to get along. You think you're going to change the world. You think expletive, expletive, you're going to do all these things. Well, you're not. And if you don't follow along with what we say, we won't vote for your bills. We won't put them in committee. We won't put them on the floor. Like, talk about intimidation. We have our real life Freedom 20, Taliban 20 that happened up in the federal House chamber earlier in January. That is going on right now because we have some legislators, Republicans, they're fighting hard for change and trying to fight the machine. And just like the ones, I mean, if you notice, the ones that didn't vote for the gas tax, they're all out now. They got shut down. If you did not go along to get along, you're out. And that is happening again. And we need to support our legislators. Again, you know, you may not agree. And within the Republican Party, you can have different ideas. But you should never shut anybody out. And this is not, this is leftist think. Hey, we all have to think. You have to get in line. We don't have individuals here. You just get in line and go along. And that's what's happening in the House. And if you really do some research, I mean, Ledbetter didn't become a Republican until 2014 because he lost in 2010 as a Democrat and had to switch parties. His leadership scares me.
That's a good point. I remember when go along to get along in politics, we said people did that. And it was a derisive term.
That's right.
Now they're telling them, you got to go along to get along. It's just, now you know why I had to leave.
Ledbetter's nickname is Banjo, too.
We got
to
roll. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health.
Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have? If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
It's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery. And 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Gray's Tire and Auto has extended the sale to celebrate its 25th anniversary.
Tires at cost, plus mountain balance and throwback pricing on alignment. Only $25. Now through March 31st at all locations.
Don't need tires immediately? Buy them before the end of March, and Gray's will hold them for you until you do.
Don't miss the anniversary celebration through March 31st at Gray's Tire and Auto.
Visit graystirecenter.com.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct. Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Man, I hate it. It's a Friday. Time is running out. The week has run out. I won't be here next week. The ladies will be here with a lot of different guests. You don't want to miss it, no doubt about it. Alabama Unfiltered Radio will continue on. Sky will try to hold the manliness cards.
I'll do my best, without me. But that's quite a challenge. We couldn't do it with the two of us. You leave me all alone.
It's even when Joey's wandering around in the background, sometimes we can't do it. I mean, he has 2 man cards. I don't know how he got 2 of them.
Yeah, he just wanders right in and, you know, acts like he owns
the
place.
He does what he wants to. No doubt about it. We got a couple of phone calls left. Let's try to get in the ones we can before the week is up. How about Bill? Bill, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hi, guys. Real quick, you know, there are conservative Democrats. There are not many, but there are a few of them. there are some liberal Republicans.
And oh, no, no, Bill, let me just tell you. There are far more liberal Republicans than there are conservative Democrats.
I agree.
Yes.
But what I was going to say in following up with that comment is there are a lot of Republicans in name only. The National Republican Committee and the State Republican Committee really need to look at what they're doing when they let certain people run as Republicans, because they are not Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
But
I agree with you.
Apathy in politics is our biggest enemy.
Yep.
The day we throw our hands up and say we can't change it, we're not going to be able to change it.
I agree. So you're saying we just got to keep fighting the fight. No, thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate it. I remember a couple of different times where local Republican Party organizations, like a county party, would try to say, hey, this guy can't run or this girl can't run as a Republican because they were, you know, the chairman of the Democratic Party 3 months ago. And what did the old mainstream press in our state do? All the old newspapers that are pretty much all gone? Oh, no, that's horrible. You're violating, they're violating their civil rights. It might even be a violation of the human rights. I can't believe you would do that. That's the meanest thing. And then you would have some Republicans come in with the, oh, we're trying to have a big tent. We should let everybody run. That's kind of how we got all this mess. It was like we just caved in to just let anybody be a Republican. And we didn't have the nerve to say, hey, you know what? The Republican Party is a private organization. I hate that it sounds that way. But not everybody is a Republican. And then people give me this one, Sky. Well, what, do you just want conservatives who think like you, Scott, in the party? The answer would be
that would be ideal, actually.
Yes, I'm for that. I mean, look, I get other people disagree, but I'm for that. I'm absolutely for people that agree with me. What's wrong with that? The left gets to do it all the time. Let's go to Allison doesn't agree with me.
I'm all for, I think we're hard on him. I mean, maybe Nathaniel Ledbetter genuinely had a change of heart. And
wasn't even talking about him. But
well, I know, but I'm just talking about in general, like, people can change, and I'm all for that, but you got to kind of prove yourself. And a lot of times in Alabama, we don't really make people prove themselves.
Apparently he proved himself so much that the other Republicans in the legislature said, let's make him our leader. Make him the most, arguably one of the most powerful people in the state. He is that much of a Republican. He's that conservative that we trust him to run the House.
You know the lobbyists chose him.
I just wanted somebody to say it.
Did they make handshakes
like
you? They were rubbing their eye. I don't know how I should vote. Uh-huh. You should vote aye down there, boys. Vote aye. Let's go to Corn Cob's got like 50 seconds. Corn Cob, welcome to the program.
All right, Corn Cob, uninterrupted 50 seconds. Getting to the
yes,
show,
sir.
You asked, why do they hate Trump?
Yes.
Once upon a time, there were hogs that fed at a trough, Scott. One group
yes,
fed
sir,
on the left side, and they squealed. The other group fed on the right side, and they grunted. They fed on different sides, and they made different noises, but both groups fed at the trough. And for a long time, they got fat feeding at the trough. And then one day, along came a big, bad orange man,
uh-huh,
and he threatened their ability to feed at the trough. The hogs on the left went. The hogs on the right went. And then they got together and tried by any means necessary to keep him from interfering with their ability to feed at the trough.
That's one of the most perfect things I've ever heard. Thank you, Corn Cob. Appreciate you, brother. Have a great weekend. We are going to try our best to be back next week, or they are. If we don't get censored or, they don't take us off the air in some way. See y'all.